Good morning. The scripture reading today is from Matthew 13. Another parable he put before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and were grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servant of the householder came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then has it weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servant said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in the gathering the weeds you root up, lest in the gathering the weeds you root up, the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house," speaking of Jesus now, "and his disciples came to him saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed means the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers and throw them into the furnace of fire. Their men will weep and gnash their teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let them hear."
Oh, thank you. It's very appropriate that that Robin should be reading that particular scripture this morning. So again, we are in Matthew 13. Again, we are talking about seeds and weeds and growing things. And we have again somebody, the farmer, farmer being God again, who is sowing his seeds. Now, last week, the sower just scattered those seeds everywhere, just covered the world with seeds. This is a little bit different. The farmer here has been much more scientific about his sowing. He has got his field, he's prepared the soil, he's chosen the best seed, he's gathered together his good workers, and he has done this very scientifically, and he has scattered his seed. And then things begin to come up. And if you've ever planted anything on purpose, you're probably well aware that when you plant, the first thing that's likely to come up is the weeds that you didn't plant. But in any case, the things all came up, and the workers went out to the field, and they found that there was indeed the young wheat growing, but there was also weeds. And so they rushed back and they said, "I don't know how this happened. I don't know how this happened, but we need to go. We need to take care of these weeds. We need to go uproot all these weeds." And I can so relate to them because I am all about pulling weeds. And when Robin invited me for a tour of the stone house across from Bob's, I was down there and I said to her, "I really, really want to pull up some weeds here. I know I'm not supposed to touch anything, but I really want to pull weeds." So, I get it. You just those weeds, they just got to go. You just got to pull them up and you got to get rid of them. And I celebrated my birthday by pulling weeds. I'm crazy like that. And so I really am in sympathy with these workers. And they come and they tell this farmer about these weeds. And he says, "No, leave them alone. Don't pull them up. I don't want anything damaged. I don't want the wheat damaged. I don't even want the weeds pulled up. You just leave those until later. And the reapers will come and take care of them at the appropriate time." So I will tell you, as I have told other people, that I'm really good at pulling up weeds. Not only do I like to pull weeds, but I know what's a weed. I can see a tumbleweed and I cannot pass a tumbleweed without pulling it up, whether I'm wearing my gloves or not. And I sometimes regret that. If I get them when they're young enough, it's okay. But if I see a tumbleweed, I will pull it up. Now, I have to admit that I have sometimes pulled up a weed that was not a tumbleweed or was not a ragweed, that I mistook something else for a weed. As many weeds as I've pulled up, I still make that mistake sometimes because I am human. And what is a weed to the farmer may not be a weed to the worker. Many of you know that a weed, by definition, is a plant that is growing in the wrong place at the wrong time. So if I see a sunflower growing in the middle of the labyrinth, it's a weed because it cannot be in the labyrinth path. But if I see a sunflower growing along the side of the road, I'm likely to water it because I love those sunflowers. So a lot depends on context. So the farmer may have some other purpose for the weeds. Who knows? We don't know. But the weeds may have a different home. They may just be in the wrong place at the wrong time. They may not actually be weeds. They may be a different form of wheat. Who knows what they may be? But what the farmer says is you leave them alone, you let them grow, and you let us decide later what we're going to do when they grow up. It's been a couple of weeks, I think, since we talked about some of the stupid things that we've done in our lives. I asked you all about that, and I asked the 10:30 service about that, and I got a lot of response. I got a lot of vivid response, illustrated responses, long story responses, responses in the service, responses after the service, all kinds of stupid things that we have done. And the other day, I discovered a supremely stupid thing that I had done several years ago, and I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I have since fixed it, but really stupid thing that I did just recently, and I'm really old enough to know better. Many of us are old enough to know better. And many of us can look back on those stupid things that we did and think, oh my gosh, I can't believe I survived that. Only by the grace of God. And I can't believe I did such a stupid thing. What was I thinking? That was part of what we talked about. What were you thinking when you did that? When the answer is often, well, I wasn't. You know, why did you do that? Oh, I don't know. Just because I could, I guess. So as we get older, we have a different perspective. And we look back and think, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that I was able to make that mistake without suffering what might have been natural consequences or punishment worse than I got, or whatever. So, one thing to learn from this is we don't always know what's a weed. We don't always know who is an ugly duckling or who might be a swan, who might be just an artist, and so they look crazy in the midst of farmers and mechanics. We don't know until we get a better perspective. And there's another thing to be learned from this. As Jesus gives us the interpretation, he talks about who is represented and how things are going to work. And the lesson is, don't destroy the weeds. Just wait. Just sit back and wait and do your job, which is to tend the field. Your job is not to determine what's a weed and what's not. You come rushing in here telling me what's weeds, but I get to decide what's a weed. And not only that, says the farmer, says God, I get to decide what's a weed, who's an ugly duckling, and I also get to decide how to handle that weed or that ugly duckling. I do the judging. God is God, and God judges, and we are not, and we don't. Aren't we all glad that we didn't get uprooted for some of the stupid things that we did as children or as young adults or even as mature adults? Because, you know, our deeds balance. Sometimes we get it right and sometimes we totally get it wrong. But God doesn't give up on us. God lets us grow. God lets us grow and develop and live into the possibility that God expects of us. He says that the weeds will be gathered first. And I have to wonder how many weeds are going to be gathered. It may be that a lot of what we think, a lot of what the workers think is weeds, won't be. There'll be something else. And they may be gathered for a completely different purpose. And they may be firewood. They may be trash. But that's not our decision. Our decision is to take care of the wheat that's there. And our decision is to continue to grow. And growing is not just a matter of getting bigger. You know, the wheat gets taller and the alfalfa gets up to here like this. you know, you've got all these weeds and here's the alfalfa sticking way up here. But it's not just about getting bigger. It's about bearing fruit. It's about being healthy. It's about developing into the potential that God has given us. There was a wonderful, wonderful woman in the congregation at Zia who was so amazingly positive among her other many attributes, but she would be having a conversation about somebody who was just being very weedish or ugly ducklingish or something, and she would say, you know, I see a lot of unmet potential there. That was probably the least positive thing that she would say about somebody. There's a lot of unmet potential. And it's really positive because, yeah, the potential is there. The potential is there. And God's will is to let us grow until we grow into that potential. And remember, the seed that is sown, the seed that the farmer sows, the seed that God sows is the word of God. Trust that. Trust that the word of God is going to fall on the soil and produce 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, because that seed is not going to fail. And our job is not to waste time on the weeds, not to waste time trying to identify the weeds, not wasting time trying to eradicate the weeds, much as I spend my time doing that, not wasting time thinking about what's wrong with the weeds. Our job is to keep growing, is to keep taking our nourishment from the sun and the soil and the good seed that's sown within us, and to leave the judgment to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.